Hello guys, so I would like to make an apology in advance before you listen to this recording. This is actually after I made the recording. The microphone volume that I was using is a bit lower than I intended, so I might as well explain a few things here. The game is still, you know, a concept demo. It's finished, the core concept is finished, but I need to make a few adjustments and stuff. Snowmen currently, you know, mess with your popularity, which I need to remove. Houses are too quiet at the moment because snowmen are really loud and they sort of override the sound. And then there comes the whole thing about how the game currently does not have a way to adjust the music volume when you're in-game. But it works in the menu, so I need to work on that too. Yeah, those are the things that I kind of need to clear up and make sure that are out of the way before, you know, the recording officially starts or I show you guys what I recorded. So hopefully this helps. Enjoy. Hello everyone, this is Timmy here and I am here with a new release that's coming out pretty soon. So in all my plus years of making games, I've actually never made like a legit Christmas game before. So this year I was like, you know, I think it's about time I make one because, you know, I can't just keep going on like this. I need to make like a holiday related game. It's an offline game. I wanted to do something that, you know, I'm more good at rather than, you know, trying to make some sort of online thing. I might add like an online leaderboard or something, but otherwise it's offline. The game itself is called Christmas Dash, and the way the game works, the concept of the game is that Santa is sick and his sleigh doesn't work, and you as an elf have been elected to deliver presents on foot. And you are automatically running. It's an endless runner, sort of. And along the way, you will find houses. Now, these houses, you can leap onto them. And then you have to locate the chimney. And then drop in. Now, while you're inside the house, you need to get to the tree. But there are occupants inside. And if they see you and you're close enough, they will attempt to take a picture of you. And there's a small window where you can hear them trying to align their focus of their camera to you, to your coordinates. And if you don't move out of the way fast enough, they will capture you. And your popularity will increase. So you have two things to worry about in this game. Your score and your popularity. Your popularity starts at 0%. And the lower your popularity, the better your chances are of getting a higher score. The higher your popularity, the lower chance of getting a good score. Each picture taken of you adds 5% to your popularity. Each present you drop off at a tree adds 10 points to your score. It might be 10 or 5. I need to check again because, you know, I'm still going to make adjustments to this. Meaning that what I'm about to show you guys is sort of like a concept demo. It's done, but I'm also making refinements and sound changes and stuff like that. So what you are seeing is probably going to be slightly or perhaps a lot different than what will be released. However, it'll still be the same concept regardless. All right, so I'm going to run the game, and then I'm going to root my speech. I'm also going to get rid of my TTCOM for now. There we go. Alright, here goes.
Sleigh bells ring, hear them shine.
Alright, so I'm in the main menu. I'm turn this down like a lot. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna rip my speech.
Clean your phone.
There you go.
Router hidden. Router shown.
Oops, I accidentally hid the. No, there we go. Alright, so I'm going to air through. There's not much in here, there's only three options.
Start game.
And there's start game, which is at the top.
Quit
game obviously quits the game. You have a speaker test here. It's nothing extreme, just your basic speaker test.
Left, right, Center.
There you go.
And then we can just hit the start button. Now, as you're automatically being pulled forward, forgot to mention this, there are snowmen. You sound like this. You can either avoid them, or you can hit them with your toy hammer, which is the control key. And every 100 units, the speed will increase. Now, right now, snowman sounds sort of override house sounds, so you have to listen really closely for houses. I plan to change the sound for house locations, because right now they are like really quiet above, you know, snowman hopping around and being a distraction. Right now, when you get hit by a snowman or you collide into one, your popularity increases, which I don't really think makes sense, so I might remove that mechanic and just have it decrease your score instead. But I can explain that later. So what I'm currently standing on is the roof of the house. So when I found a house, I hit the space bar key. That made me jump onto the house, so I'm on the roof. And I'm on an unstable house. You can hear all the creaking, but you can also hear a fire sound. And below, you can also hear the occupants walking around. Some of them are just kind of standing there, a few are just kind of wandering aimlessly around. But our goal is to try and get down this chimney without going down a creaky spot. Otherwise, we'll fall in, and they will all snap pictures. So we want to avoid that. Yep. We can walk around the roof normally with our WASD or left, right, up, down arrow keys. Either one works. We can see that we can't leave at the edges. We need to do this. So, try to find the fire. We are looking for the fire sound. That's what you want to look for when you're doing these things. So I think the entry point is right here. Now, on unstable houses, you cannot get hints. When you press the T key, you would usually get a hint about where the chimney is, but that only applies to stable houses, so you have to use your hearing on unstable houses. So I think the fire is like about right here, so I'm gonna hit enter.
What?
And I just got a photo taken. So you can also move around with your arrow keys in here for WASD. And you're hearing a little brush sound over there. That is the tree that we want to get to. I'm going to try and move around all these people. And we can press T in here to find out where the tree is. And hit enter under it. Now, I plan to add a tile under the tree for you to distinguish where it is, rather than having to purely use the keys to take the picture. You're not the one taking the picture. To either exit or the tree. So I need to add tiles for to both the exit and the tree itself. So we're gonna have. So E is to check where you need to leave. Like I said, I'm gonna add a tile for that eventually. So what we do is when we go to 5-5, we hit the E key to escape. And all we have to do now is, now that we've delivered to the house, we can't go back in. And pressing T or enter says we can't deliver anymore. Enter says walk off the roof because, you know, you're probably trying to get off the roof. And then T just says you've already delivered. So, now all we have to do is just walk forward, backward, left, or right, and we will fall off the roof. Now, keep in mind that when you are running, you can only move side to side. You can't move forward or backward. And the side-to-side mechanism is to try and dodge the snowman, and you have your control key, like I said, to bash the snowman, and that gives you, that increases your score. So, there are two ways to, get around those. You can either dodge them, which is kind of difficult, especially once the game speeds up, or you can hit them. So I'm going to drop off the house and we're going to continue running. snowman sound. Oh, here we go. Snowman sounds are really loud. Okay. Now there is actually a way to turn down the game music, but the page up and page down keys are not working right now. You can turn them down to the menu, but for some odd reason it's not working in the game, so I'll have to debug that. That'll definitely be fixed by the time this is out. Alright. Where's the fire? Is she with this one? Alright. Dropped and successfully. Okay. Successfully. Can't speak today.
You need to be at the fireplace. 5, 3, 8, 4.
Okay, so this time the tree's at 8-4.
8-5.
So we got an easy one this time.
You need to be at the fireplace. 5, 5, 7, 6, 4, 5, 4. 6, 5, 5, 5.
And there was only one person in there, I believe, so. Ow. This time we actually found a stable house, and if we press T, we can see as such, because it tells us where the chimney is. Alright, and we're going to drop in with the enter key. And they almost tried to take a picture of me. Oh, my goodness. Now, there's a tree over here.
There's
Alright, Bob, continue. Now, this is pretty much the game right now. You increase in speed, as you probably saw. There's another stable house. And a pro tip, you can actually hear the occupants inside, like I said. So, if you want to plan your entrance, you can wait until they're out of the way. You can't hear the tree, but you can hear the occupants below. You can wait until they're out of the way and then drop in. For example,
11, 11, 11.
This NPC that's not to my left because he's, you know, pretty much away, I mean, unless he moves. But the one I'd say maybe sort of in front of me or behind me is a bit too close for comfort, but he's also not really going anywhere, so I'm gonna have to drop in whether I like it or not, it looks like. Okay. They were not in the way. Ow. Yeah, so if they do hit you, you do stumble a bit. Ow. As okay, that just happened. I was being nice to you guys, but okay, here's another rooftop.
Jimmy is 12, 4, 8, 0. 11, 0. 12, 0.
Okay. I also plan to make snowmen not appear much, because right now they appear like extremely much, or like a lot. I don't know why my grammar is messed up today. They appear a lot, and they appear extremely close to each other. So I need to fix that. But yeah. So as you speed up, these occupants also get faster. So you can see they're walking a bit more erratically now, and they don't do any sort of pathfinding. They just kind of wander around aimlessly. So you know, they're just doing their thing. Okay, those two are sort of framing the. There's one that's kind of just hanging out right next to me. Oh, screw it. I'm dropping down.
What?
Oh, she almost took a picture of me. Now that was definitely close. Not for comfort. Let's do one more house and then I'll end this.
Alright,
here we go.
You need to be at 3 at 11, 11, 11, 11.
Yeah, This one's pretty easy. Maybe we'll do one more just for challenge. That one was way too easy. Alright. Get down. Now these guys are walking around down there. You can hear that they are starting to move around more erratically now. Their speeds are a bit faster. They seem to be actually, you know, doing tasks a bit more frequently. I mean, they're not really tasks. They're just kind of moving, but yeah, you know what I mean. They're kind of framing the exit, which I don't like. But I also don't think I have a choice. I'm like surrounded right now. This is actually kind of interesting. Alright, I'm gonna drop in. Think of the pictures like this. I'm gonna jump onto a house so I can find it. Yeah, even I can't hear the house sounds. I have to guess. I need to hear these things. Okay. Unstable roof. Might as well show you guys how this works. Find a freaking spot. And I just stole it. Okay. Now, thankfully, there's only one occupant in here to notice me. However, if it had been a house with multiple, that would have been painful. Now, if you press the P key, because I forgot to tell you guys this for some odd reason, you can see that my score is 128 and my popularity is 50%. Now, my score is good. My popularity, not so much. So, I need to be careful. Now, I'm not going to, like, continue playing to show you guys what actually happens. You know, I think it's pretty obvious. And, I kind of want to make it a surprise. There's going to be, like, some sort of sound effect. And I don't want to make it too obvious what it is, so... I'm just going to go in this corner and let that woman wander around and do her stuff. Hopefully she doesn't get too close, and if she does, she'll take a big picture of you, but, you know, it's okay, whatever. But as I was saying, yeah, Snowman volumes definitely do need to be adjusted. House volumes need to be adjusted. right now, the house sound is extremely quiet. Here, I can just show you what it is. It's not. Doesn't even sound like a house. Let me just pull up my media player. That is a house. Which. That's hard to hear. Like, you have to have good ears to hear that over a bunch of snowmen jumping around and doing random things. So, yeah, there you go. So not really house-like in the slightest. I'll need to change that and think that over. So, yeah, that is Christmas Dash. So I'm going to hit the escape key and hit quit. And there you guys have it. That is Christmas Dash. Still, you know, a concept. Still working on it. Still wiping out some, you know, uneven spots and fixing stuff. But yeah, that's what you expect in terms of the core concept of the game. Anyways, it will be released on itch, hopefully by next week. And I hope you guys have fun with it. It'll be free. But you are able to make a payment if you wish. Any amount helps. But with that, I will see you guys later. Peace.